This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and it is the 17th day of February 2011, and today I'm talking to Herbert Snorrison of OpenLeaks.org, and OpenLeaks considers itself a nonprofit community and service provider for whistleblowers and organizations, media, and individuals who engage in promoting transparency. And I think this is a very timely topic and one that's quite a bit in the news these days. So Herbert Snorrison, thank you for taking the time to join us today to talk about OpenLeaks.
Thank you for having me.
Well, no problem. And as I say, this is definitely a topic that's in the news these days very much. So first, perhaps we should start with the obvious question. Who and or what is OpenLeaks?
OpenLeaks is a project that aims essentially to figure out how best to support whistleblowers, both in a technical, legal, and social sense. So what we're trying to do is to build a community of organizations or parties who are interested in helping whistleblowers get their information to the public.
And how long has OpenLeaks been around?
Well, that's a good question. OpenLeaks essentially has been around since probably early October in an early form, but we've had the site available since late January.
All right. Well, I don't want to ask the cliched question that everyone is going to ask, but since it is on the tip of everyone's tongue, I suppose we should lay it out on the table and get it out there. And so I guess the obvious question to ask is, how is OpenLeaks different from WikiLeaks, and what was exactly the impetus behind the creation of this new organization?
The main visible difference between OpenLeaks and WikiLeaks is that OpenLeaks will not receive or publish any leaks directly. Instead, we will be providing other organizations with the technical infrastructure to do so. And this is really a result of our choice to focus more on the technical receiving side of things rather than trying to take on an editorial role as well. And we believe that WikiLeaks essentially took on too much in trying to cover all the aspects of leaking.
Right. Well, so from the way that I understand OpenLeaks, from the information that's available right now on OpenLeaks.org, the OpenLeaks concept is really just that. It's actually going to be a technology that will enable people to leak some things anonymously to whatever organization they choose, but OpenLeaks will in fact provide an independently tested architecture for that submission process. Is that correct?
That's the intention, yes. And it should be noted that we see ourselves as a pilot project, and we have no intention of becoming the single organization that does this.
So it's really more of a concept than it is an organization per se.
In some ways, yes. I mean, it does need an organization to back it up and to work for, the furtherance of the concept. But in essence, what we're trying to do is to push this concept out there and to get as many people as we possibly can interested in helping.
Well, then let's flesh out that concept a little bit. So walk us through what a submission process will look like once this is set up and functioning.
So present, the idea is that there will be a submission site very similar to what WikiLeaks used to provide, which is linked from the front page of, or wherever, of the participating organizations. So you would say go to the Guardian's website and they would have a link that says send us material anonymously, and then you would go through that link into an interface that looks, well, just like a regular upload site. And from there, it would enter into the OpenLeaks system. So the actual interface is operated by OpenLeaks, and that's the main interface into the OpenLeaks system. And if you go through, again, the Guardian interface, the Guardian will have exclusive access to the document you upload for a period of time that you specify when you upload the document.
So just to be clear then, the person who is submitting really has complete control over how the document is handled and who it's handled by.
They have complete control over who it's handled by, how long the initial receiver has exclusive access, whether the OpenLeaks community as a whole gets access, and we're trying to give the source as much control over what happens as is possible.
Well, that is quite an innovative concept, and I think one that's perhaps more in line with what most whistleblowers would want in that situation, for obvious reasons and for myriad reasons. So then, just to be clear, once that period that they have set expires, then it would become open to other members of the OpenLeaks community to publish as they see fit.
If the source allows the OpenLeaks community to have access, which is going to be the default, that the rest of the community will receive access once that period has passed, yes. It is also possible that the source does not wish the information to be shared with the OpenLeaks community, in which case the information simply vanishes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, but still, I think it's good for the whistleblower to have that under their purview. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Yes. Exactly. So I certainly see the concept here, and it is a fascinating one. And as I understand, it's currently in a beta stage of testing.
We actually refer it to as an alpha stage. So we will be transiting into a beta test later in the year. For the time being, we're only working with a very small group of participants while we're setting up the system and figuring out precisely what we need to do to set up the system for new participants.
And I assume that list of current participants is secret.
The current participants will be made public as their systems go live.
I see. All right. Some irony there. But at
It,
any rate.
it, well, well, I mean, it's not our decision to, sorry. It's not really our decision to make whether or not to make this public. We believe it's a matter for the participating organization to decide, and they have so far preferred not to make it known that they're working with us.
Well, I do understand that, and I understand why that's done. I noticed that OpenLeaks has already had a leak of its own onto Cryptome.org. I guess some information was posted ahead of schedule regarding the OpenLeaks website. Some information that was going to be posted to the website was actually leaked to Cryptome.org ahead of time.
Well, yes. Essentially, the website that is currently available was a late stage draft, which we were working on. We were waiting for a couple of additional design elements to be finished. So when the site appeared on Cryptome, we decided to just push it to air and remove it from our priorities. So there will be updates, but don't expect them too soon. We're working on other things right now.
Very interesting. So from what I understand, the actual architecture for the submissions is going to be some sort of open source program that will be verifiable by everyone, and everyone will have access to the actual source code itself.
Currently, the plan is that it will not be open sourced until a later stage, but we will allow some experts to have a look and see what they think of it. We're still figuring out precisely what parts of our system, both technical and organizational, can be exposed without causing security risks. That's really takes quite a lot of analysis.
I can imagine it does. And for those of us in the listening audience and myself personally who are not particularly knowledgeable in this area, can you tell us about some of the issues that must be dealt with in trying to anonymize submissions and the incredible logistics of doing something like that?
The main issue is really hiding network traffic. And the best way to do that is to have an extensive network of computers that communicate essentially only between themselves. And it's how this network is set up and what specific techniques it uses. Those are very sensitive areas because there is essentially there is an arms race going on between those who want to uncover what this traffic looks like and those who want to hide it. And this arms race has been going on for 3 or 4 decades now. So it's really quite difficult to talk about it in any detail, but we are using very many and fairly varied methods to hide essentially all traffic that is associated with the leaked documents.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with John Young of Cryptome.org, who I've had on this program before, and it was his contention at that time that basically there is no such thing as a possibility of truly making any traffic on the internet truly anonymous, and he said that any organization that's promoting such a concept is suspect in and of itself. So I would assume that the existence of OpenLeaks.org itself is something of a rebuttal to that idea, but would you like to address that point specifically?
Well, theoretically speaking, he's right. And theoretically speaking, there is no such thing as unbreakable cryptography. But there is such a thing as cryptography which it is not economically feasible to break. And what we're doing is to make it economically unfeasible for even parties as large and as well-financed as the U.S. government to try and trace whatever is going on within the network. It is not impossible. It is just so unlikely that they're able to do it that we're safe to assume that they're not doing it.
All right, so then once this rolls out into the beta stage and more of the more participants are allowed into the OpenLeaks community, it says on your website, we plan to start the beta phase in the second half of 2011, when we shall open the door for more initiatives ranging from media to NGOs and unions, anyone who requires the service, chosen both by ourselves and the public. I'm just wondering about the phrasing of that. What does that mean, chosen by ourselves and the public?
So currently, we are planning to have about half of the participants chosen through a very open scheme with public participation, possibly including some sort of voting system. And half would be chosen by OpenLeaks in a rather less transparent manner.
I see. So for example, the Corbett Report is certainly a media entity that deals in information that I think would be attractive to certain types of whistleblowers. And so I would be personally very interested in getting the Corbett Report involved with OpenLeaks. But so that would be a process of submitting the website for approval or getting it, putting a vote function on the website itself? Or
there would be, so we're thinking, For this phase, our current thinking is that there will be essentially applications which will mostly be made public, where interested parties can say, we'd like to be part of this, and we will allow other people to have some say in whether or not that organization should be given access. The details of this process are still being worked out, so I really can't say too much at this stage.
All right. Well, tell people what information they can find on the website at the moment and what they can be expecting in the next few months.
At the moment, there is some information describing what our concept is, what it is that we're trying to accomplish, and some minimal information about who is involved. And in the coming months, we expect that this will expand both as we gain more people who are willing to speak in public, as well as the member or the participating organizations go public. We will also probably be expanding quite a bit on how exactly we intend to work. But those are texts that are being worked at the moment.
So I'm getting the impression that openleaks.org is still very much on the drawing board at this point.
In some ways, yes. I mean, as I said, the release was a final draft for an initial version of the site, and we never intended to have that site as it was for much more than 2 or 3 months, perhaps. So there is a lot of information that we're working on and that will be made available as it's ready.
All right. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that, and I'll be keeping my eye on openleaks.org for more information as it becomes available. But for people who are interested and excited by this concept, tell people how they can get involved with OpenLeaks or supporting the OpenLeaks idea.
Well, there is a page on the website that describes some ways of supporting us. If you're interested in helping, I would suggest sending an email to contact@openleaks.org and just essentially getting in touch is a very good way of starting.
Indeed. Well, words to live by in some respect. All right. Well, Herbert Snorsen, is there anything else that you'd like people to know or to take away about this conversation about openleaks.org?
Well, there is always the big thing that people always ask, why are you in competition with WikiLeaks? We aren't. We're trying to do things in a slightly different manner, but we support the stated goals of OpenLeaks 100%.
That's right. Well, and do you have any comment on the idea that the submissions process for WikiLeaks was stolen from WikiLeaks in order to found OpenLeaks? Is there anything to that rumor?
A programmer that left WikiLeaks was very, let's say, distrustful towards certain individuals within that organization and did not wish those individuals to have access to the code that he had written. So whether that counts as sabotage or not, I wouldn't say. But it is noteworthy that after having, what, 4 months, 5, to replace this code, WikiLeaks is still not done so.
The implication being that they are unable to do so?
I have no idea what the reason is.
Very interesting. All right. Well, you're not here to answer for WikiLeaks, but for OpenLeaks. And so once again, I would direct people to openleaks.org for more information as it becomes available. And at this point, Herbert Snorsen, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today on the Corbett Report.
You're welcome. As I said, thanks for having me.